Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Corey. Time once again for Second Date Update, our dating segment, trying to make things happen.
Right. You go on a first date, you want a second date, it's not happening. We're trying to figure out why.
So, Adam's on the phone. Adam, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, man. What can you tell us about Rachel, dude? Like, says here you guys met on a second date. So, first of all, tell us how you met, and then let's run through the first date and see what's up.
Okay. I mean, honestly, I'm not, like, great on, like, dating apps and stuff.
Sure.
I just, like, I don't know. I might be, like, old school, I guess. But one of my coworkers actually sort of set me up on, like, a blind date. And, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, it was coworker's sister's friend, Rachel, like, friend of a friend, this girl, Rachel. And I got her number, started texting her. And that was cool. And we realized, like, we both like going to the gym. So that was, like, pretty easy first connection. And, I don't know, we texted for, like, a week. And then I asked her out, like, for a proper, you know, in-person date, which was a little nerve-wracking. And I definitely checked her out on, like, Instagram and, you know, whatever, Facebook and stuff. And she's definitely cute. But, you know, you just never know until you meet someone in person, you know. So I guess... what we do? We went to like Tapas in Walnut Creek.
Okay.
And she, you know, she walked in and she was just, you know, super beautiful and had a really great time, great conversation, you know, just really natural hang and joke. And I don't know, like, it's just, I like thought for sure we would be getting together again. It seemed to go really, really well, but she's just totally has ghosted me since then.
Like a full ghost.
Total ghost.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. We'll regroup. We will call Rachel. And as you know, we're going to have you on the line. So she will be able to hear you. I would suggest that you mute your phone. But let's give her a call and see what's up, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll do that next. It's a Second Date Update, Star 101.3. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today. It's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Corey. We're doing Second Date Update. We've been chatting with Adam. He went on a blind date, you guys, which I don't even think was possible.
I mean, technically, it's hard to have a blind date when you can look someone up on social media, so it's not all the way blind.
Why do I get the feeling that Adam just wanted to make a game out of it and just said, don't tell me anything about her, just her first name. I don't actually want to know what she looks like.
He looked her up.
Oh, did he?
He said that. He looked her up on social media.
Oh, God, I have the memory of a cucumber.
Yes, you do. My
Adam.
Name's Corey, by the way.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
All right, dude. So we talked about what our game plan is here. We're going to call Rachel. It seems like she's completely ghosted here after the date, so let's find out why. Go ahead and mute your phone. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Rachel, please?
This is she.
Hi, Rachel. It's Marcus and Corey from Star 101.3.
Good morning.
Hi.
How can
I help you?
Do you listen to the radio?
Not super often. Why?
Well, we do a morning show here in the Bay Area, and it's on a radio station, Star 101.3.
I legit thought you were going to say, don't you know who I am?
No. No, my husband swears I said that the night we met, but I didn't. He's a liar.
Okay. Sorry.
So we do something called Second Date Update, and we were wondering if you would be willing to talk to us about a date you recently went on.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you.
I know we're kind of blindsiding you. we wanted to ask you about a date you had with Adam.
So he really enjoyed your company. And he's feeling like you're ghosting him. We're just trying to figure out why. What can you tell us about the date?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Sure. So It was a setup, you know, a friend of a friend. You know,
heard it was a blind date of sorts.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
So I was, you know, I was nervous about that. But we had texted for a little while. I say like kind of blind because, you know, I looked him up on social media, of course, just to see if there was, you know, any sort of attraction, you know, which is only natural these days, you know. And
sure.
I thought he was cute, and yeah, so we ended up, you know, agreeing to meet, and I wanted to make a good impression, and I wanted to look good, but so I thought I looked good, you know, I dressed up, and the date started out okay, but then, you know, Adam kind of started making these jokes.
What kind of jokes?
Like, I had, you know, I hadn't been on a date in a while, so I went a little all out. I wanted to feel confident, so I dressed up. I brought out my nice purse, you know, my one nice purse.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, it was a Coach bag.
Okay.
And he, you know, he noticed it. He started making jokes like, oh, wow, big money, like name brand. Look at that thing. You know, expensive taste, you know. And I was like, okay, you know, it's okay, bad joke.
Right.
And I tried to let it slide, you know, play it off, whatever. It's just the joke didn't land for me. Okay, whatever. But then he brought it up, you know, in some form or other, like more than once, you know, a few more times. Like we were talking about, like old crappy cars that we used to have, you know, when we were younger. And Adam said something along the lines again of like, oh, but you don't have to worry about that because you're big money now, right? He was like, you must drive a Benz now, right? You know,
do you?
I drive a Civic.
Oh. All right.
Okay, so
but, like,
well, did it
really
make you uncomfortable?
Left a bad taste in my mouth.
Was it uncomfortable?
Yes, it left.
Okay.
It left a bad taste in my mouth.
I get it. Well, look, here's the thing is Adam is listening right now.
Because so he wanted to know what happened.
Maybe this can be a moment of self-awareness. Adam, are you there?
Yeah, I just can't believe like that was the issue. Like, I thought we were just joking around, having a good time back and forth. I mean, I'm just kind of blown away right now. I mean, and that is like a really expensive purse, isn't it? I mean, was it like $2,000 or something like that?
Okay, it doesn't matter how much it costs. You're rude.
It is so kind of rude to ask how much something costs.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks.
All right. Hang on. Oh, she got triggered quick, huh?
She's done.
Second date update, 7:05 weekday mornings. Replays at 9:05. You know this. And then over the weekend, you can binge listen because we'll have them all up on the podcast. It's Marcus and Corey. Second date update on the iHeartRadio app.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.